From the North Pole News Desk, I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. As the snow continues to fall at the North Pole, the tracking department is keeping a wary eye on the weather around the time that Santa launches. Joining me now from the Weather Center at the tracking department is ace reporter Elf Red Stock. In Red, it's great to have you doing a little reporting from the North Pole.
Thanks, Frank, and it is interesting to be back in flight command with all their maps, computers, and elves running around in every direction. But right now, all eyes are on the weather. And I'm getting reports here that the North Pole will be running under whiteout conditions all the way through Christmas, Frank. That means Santa will be coming and going in the worst kind of weather there is.
Red, does this mean Rudolph will be used exclusively by Santa, both in coming and going to the North Pole?
Frank, it's interesting you bring that up. Tomorrow, by tradition, Santa will release the names of his starting nine. And we all know who will be on the roster. But that's not the curious part, Frank. I'm hearing the rumor of all rumors, and it's apparently confirmed, Frank.
No. Tell me it isn't so.
It's progress, Frank. According to flight analysts, it happened about a week ago. A little surgery was done, and they've been in therapy since, and then making it work. And it's successful, Frank. Rudolph has gone halogen.
This is kind of big news, Red. I need to know. Did you see Rudolph? Have you seen pictures, x-rays, anything?
Relax, Frank. He's still red. Christmas red. Just 31% brighter, all LED, and totally energy efficient.
Okay, Red. Thanks for that exclusive. Recapping for you folks, Rudolph is still red-nosed, just brighter and, I guess, longer-lasting. From the North Pole, under the glow of old-fashioned incandescence, I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.